So I thought for Chodesh Elul we'd talk about some Elul / Tshuva related themes, and then we can see how that goes and decide if and when and how to continue this afterwards. Reb Shimon, in his Hakdamah to Shari Yosher, has the following important yesod that he develops that has to do with a person's self-awareness and the reality of self-awareness and what the ideal of self-awareness is. Now just to read a few lines, because he says it very poignantly. Everybody has their own ani, everybody has their own self-identity. Ha'isha gas v'hashafel, kol ani shelo mitzumsam rak v'chomer v'gufo. So the most base person, someone whose existence doesn't go beyond the physical, his self-identity is limited to his physicality. It doesn't even extend to his own personal spirituality. L'mala mimenu, misha margish ani shelo, humorka migufa nefesh. And above that, you have someone who is still self-centered, but is at least self-centered in a way that he appreciates his spirituality as well and understands that he's not just chumri, but he has a nefesh as well. But then other people's self-identity isn't limited to their own unique physical or spiritual needs, but a person's self-identity is defined by his family unit, by his wife, by his children, by the members of his household. And he feels that they are part of his existence, and that's how he identifies himself, like Reb Aaron Levine's Our Foot Hurts, in that famous story. That's part of a person's self-identity, that the immediate members of his family are considered an extension of himself. So that's all fine. But, says Reb Shimon, Ha'isha holech al pi darkei ha-Torah, if a person follows the Hashkafas ha-Torah, ha-ani shelo kolel es kol am Yisrael. So his ani, his self-identity, isn't limited to himself, it's not limited to his family, but encompasses all of Klal Yisrael, because that's all a unit that he is part of and has to identify with and view as an extension of himself. Sheb'emes kol ish Yisrael hu rak ke'ever migufa uma ha-Yisraelis. So every member of the Jewish people is another limb, another part of one large unit. And he says a person has to inculcate this idea that all of Klal Yisrael is part of his ani, part of his self-identity, and he is only one small aver katan in the entirety of the Bria, in the entirety of the entity that is Klal Yisrael. And then, v'az gam regesh avas atzmo ozer lo leho v'skol am Yisrael v'skol b'yish kula. If a person has that mindset, so he can more easily channel his own love for himself, his own feelings, to extend that to Klal Yisrael. If a person views Klal Yisrael as an extension of himself and being part of that unit of Klal Yisrael, so then he can more readily experience and express and feel Avas Yisrael. And he says that pshat on some level in Hillel's Memra and Avos of Imani, Hillel's Memra of Imanili Mili, Imena Nili Mili, Kulashani Lasmi Ma'ani. Some person always has to be concerned about himself, but who is that himself? But yourself is not just literally yourself, but yourself has to be a broader yourself. That if yourself is going to be limited to the literal yourself, then what have you accomplished? What are you doing in life? To such a limited constituency of himself, literally. So what's his ani? Hevelhu, ukai nefsha, who are you? Why do we care about you? But if his hargasha is that the ani is so expansive that includes all Klal Yisrael, so then that is something that we need to strive for. Revolvi has a piece in Ali Shur in which he describes, not using the same terminology of Shimon, but describes that this is one of the avodos of this time of year, the avodos of Elul, to understand that we are part of the Tzibor, and we need the Tzibor, we need Klal Yisrael in order to be part of that unit, in order for us to function, in order to be Zocha B'Yom Hadin as well. He points out, that's the Gemara that we just learned in the beginning of Avodah Zarah, that there are different levels of Hashkacha when it comes to the Klal, as opposed to the Prat. The Gemara we saw on the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Rapapa Rami Ksiv Kelzo Ein B'chol Yom Ksiv Levnei Zama Miyamot. On the one hand, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a constant anger, which is can be dealt with. And the other pasuk says, "Lifnei zama miyama, you can't stand in face of the anger of a Kodesh Baruch Hu." Lokasha kam biyachid kam bezibur. Says Rashi biyachid miyamod bezibur afugav de b'chol yom zoeim miskaimen. So if you are part of the tzibur, if you buy into that unit, so then there is strength in the tzibur that could withstand, so to speak, the zama of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. He points out that's the Chazal, the Gemara, increases Davav, last week's Daf Yomi, that you have the Chelban among the Samani HaKtores, and the Chazal of the different Minim of the Lulav representing different sectors of Klai Yisrael, and he doesn't mention, obviously, the notion of Adamat Jimlis Pal and Mahar Varyanim, but he points out that when we view ourselves as part of the Tzibur, it's not just that the Rishayim need the Tzadikim in order to be part of the Tzibur, but the tzaddikim need the rishayim as well, because we're all one unit of Klal Yisrael that requires the participation and the sensitivity that that everyone is in this together. In the Siddur HaGra, Ravalbi says to look here. He doesn't tell you what he says, but if in the Siddur HaGra, I'm not sure who the author of which the Perushim there is. I'm not even sure if everything here is attributable to the Gaon. I don't believe it is. But in the Psicha L'Tfilas Rosh Hashanah that's printed in the Siddur HaGra, he develops this idea on a couple levels in the context of the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah. And as we know, the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah are universal. The themes in Shemoneh Esrei are not themes of Tshuva, not themes of Kapara, of Psicha, not themes of Bakasha, but they're themes of Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he points out on two levels that if a person, on the one hand, if a person were to come to Kadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah and ask for personal bakashos, and ask for personal needs, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have a much greater tine on you that let's look at what you really deserve. Part of what we express in Rosh Hashanah is that not only are we a member of the unit of Klal Yisrael and we're all concerned for the Klal, but also that we are mitzarif in the Tsar Hashkina, so to speak, and the lack of Kvod Shemayim that exists in the world, in a world of galus. So when we come to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and our primary concern, the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah, is the B'chein Tein Pachtucha, and the like, because in the Avud Raham, B'chein Tein Pachtucha is B'chein Avo LaMelech, that we understand that the Shechina, Kvod Shemayim, is in a compromised state in a world of galus, and we feel, so to speak, for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we want to rectify that situation, so we're not just in it for us, we're in it for Kvod Shemayim as well. But that is also relevant to the Klal versus the Prat. So he quotes from Reb Chaim Volozhiner that the Midrashim say Yonasi Tamasi. So the Medrash comments that Tamasi is Miloshin Ta'omasi, my twin. Rasul Omar, Ki Kamosha Ta'omin, Ki Sheyesh Le'echan Mehem Choli Haguf Rachamana Litzlan, Gamasheni Margish Ramat. If you have twins, so somehow there's a certain affinity between two twins that they're more closely related than other relatives, and you feel the pain of the other twin on a greater level than you'd feel someone else's pain. Kakish Yisrael Hei Bitzara Chas V'Shalom Gam Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol Mishtatif Yimam Bitzaram V'Mashikas V'Yimam Nalchi Bitzara. So that, on some level, reflects the relationship between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Ve'in L'Shara L'Harak Golu L'Tzara Shel Hashkina Kaviyachol. So we can't be masik what that means, what the level of that Tzar Shechina is and what that means. But in Mayinu Mechuvan and Bechol Tfilos and Bakashos Rakal Tzar Shechina Kaviyachol Hainu Zochim Lios Ne'anim Kol Inyan Bachashesenu Ligal Gula Shlema. If we really focused on that theme of Tzar Shechina, so then we'd be Zochim to many other things, including the Gula. Aval Hashemim Anachnu Batzmeinu Sh'edur Namasim Alibeinu Klal Tzar Shechina Kaviyachol. We're only concerned about our own private partisan interests. That's why that's all we get, so to speak. We don't get the bigger picture. So that's in the context of our identity, so to speak, encompassing Tzarashin as well. But he explains this is relevant to the notion of Klal Prat as well, that our focus isn't just on our needs, shouldn't be on our needs, but there should be realization that we are part of a bigger Klal, and our interest is served, so to speak, and our identity needs to be formed by being part of that bigger Klal.